Welcome back, 94.7 The Pulse in Geelong. We're now talking about mental health issues. We've just been talking about cancer and the mental health issues around that. Now we're going into an agricultural sector, which is very much part of my life, and a man who knows it well, again, lived it, and now working to make life better for others. Warren Davies, former farmer and now advocate for support of mental health in agriculture. Good morning and welcome to The Pulse.
G'day, Rob. How are you?
Very good. Your story is one that's somewhat hidden in Australia. I know a lot of issues in agriculture. They're away from capital city, away from people's mind eyes, but like workplace accidents, which are very, very high on farms right around Australia, over and above percentage-wise those elsewhere by quite a significant amount. And mental health issues are ones that tend to be pushed aside, forgotten, dealt with on their own in the country because we're so far away from the big city atmosphere. Is that the way you've experienced it?
Yeah, look, it is. It's the rural communities, like even though, like particularly in Victoria, but around Australia as well, most of them aren't that isolated. Like they're close to a regional city, but yeah, that isolation of those rural communities seems to have a larger impact on the mental health of the community in general, but particularly people that are working on the land.
And the people working on the land, it's different to the normal job that someone gets out of bed, gets dressed, they go off and they clock on in their factory or business, as the majority of Australian workers do, but people working in agriculture are so reliant on the weather is the major example, commodity prices, all things that fluctuate quite significantly to change your working day from one day to the next that people in a normal 9-to-5 job would never appreciate or understand. I imagine this creates a complication that makes agriculture quite unique.
Yeah, and it is, and it's all consuming. Like, so my story, I was a dairy farmer, and, you know, particularly dairy farming is, you know, 24/7, and it's an all-consuming industry to be working in. And as you said, there's so many influencing factors, like, you know, weather, as you said, you know, and I share in my stories my silent business partner, who was Mother Nature, and she was the one that dealt me a number of blows along the way. But, you know, as you said, commodity prices, interest rates, all these sort of things have factors or influencing factors and have an impact on people's mental health. And you know, obviously that's my story, that the impact of those challenges that I faced had an impact on me. And, you know, that stoic nature of people working on the land, you know, probably not reaching out for help when they should, you know, can lead you down a dark spiral if you're not too careful about it.
That's an interesting point you make. Although you in a dairy community, you've got a lot of close neighbours in the same business having the same issues, but historically it wasn't something that you took the time to have a chat over the back fence about with your neighbour to see how they're handling things or to let them know that you're not handling things well. I guess what you're doing is just making the awareness that sometimes those conversations can make a big difference.
Yeah, and it's just trying to break down those barriers and that stigma that's around, mental health and mental illness and suicide in our communities, is trying to break that barrier down. And that's, you know, I see my job as, or what I do is facilitating breaking that down. And I feel by sharing my story, then hopefully empowers other people to share theirs and see that it's not a, you know, sign of weakness that you're struggling or having challenges. And it doesn't matter what those challenges are, whether it's your mental health, your physical health, your relationships, your business or whatever, that we need to talk about these challenges. And, you know, generally, you know, I'm a big believer in the most powerful thing in any community is shared wisdom. And, you know, the neighbour over the back fence, just that chat with them, they might be, you know, that step ahead of you on their journey, and they might be holding a piece of wisdom that they could share with you that could help you on your journey. So, you know, communicating with people around you is really important, I think.
Warren, this is probably relevant to all circumstances that are similar, not just agriculture, but what are some of the trigger points that made a difference in your life to opening up, sharing, and letting people know that that you're in that spot?
Well, I think, and it is a big step, like it's a challenge to reach out. Like when you really are struggling, you're feeling a lot of, a lot of feelings like shame and guilt and, you know, and hopelessness and all those things that you're feeling, but just reaching out can make a big difference. And, you know, there's three key things that I share in most of my presentations, and they're probably my three failures, but, communication is key. We need to, have these tough conversations with the people around us or with our support network, like, identifying a support network that we, if the proverbial hits the fan, that we can actually have these conversations with. And my second lesson was about being, staying connected to your community and whatever that looks like to you, whether it's your footy club or your tennis club or your golf club or just the people that you meet down the street for a coffee, whatever that community is to you, or your industry, our workplace, whatever, communicating with those people and realising that, you feel like an isolated situation where you feel like you're the only person going through this. But I know from my own journey that once you start talking about it, there's a lot of people there that are around you that are probably travelling a similar journey, and there's power in numbers, and once we start talking to each other, we can help each other along that journey and support each other and find the pathway that get us back to feeling better again and finding the help that we need. So it's really important that connection piece, but it's also important that once you get that, once you work out that you need help, that is it, and seek some support, and whatever that support looks like to you, whether it is just friends and family or whether it's professional services like doctors and psychologists, it's we need to start down that path and seek help, because it's no use suffering in silence. That's very isolating, and it's more beneficial and makes your recovery a lot quicker if you can reach out to people that are there to support you.
The transition from the one being under pressure and feeling bad, but when you have that first, you muster the courage to have that first conversation with someone you've selected who you thought might help, and you actually say, hey, I'm really struggling because of ABC, and the response comes back, yeah, mate, I know exactly how you feel, I'm doing the same thing. All of a sudden now you're going from the one who's needing support to being the one that your life now of providing the support. It's a pretty quick turnaround, isn't it, once you find mutual ground?
Yeah, and I think that's with anything. Like, you find people that are, have got some mutual interests or whatever, it's easier to have conversation. So if you're travelling a similar journey to someone, once you start talking about it, it's easy to keep that conversation going. And like you said, and then all of a sudden, and that's just human nature, you're looking then to support the person that you're talking to. So when I talk about the support network that, I'm talking about, you get your five people that you trust that you can have those conversations with, and generally it becomes a circular thing where you're supporting each other, and that's really powerful. I think that, particularly with your mental health, it's really powerful because it breaks down that isolation and that stigma, because you realise that you're not the only person that's going through it.
Warren, when was the defining moment where you went from I'm in trouble and I need help to I'm going to help others, which is what you're doing now?
Oh, it was a bit of a roundabout journey, but I was talking to a guy. He lives down on the surf coast, and he was running some self-development courses, and we'd been talking about a few other things, and then he was running a speaker course, and I didn't believe that, I really had a story that could help other people until you know, he kind of gave me that belief and said, you know, you've got a story to share and who are you not to share it? And, you know, and that comes back to that shared wisdom because that's really powerful. And, you know, so that was probably the turning point, but it was probably a number of things. Once we lost our farm, travelling, doing some, you know, travelling interstate, managing a big farm there and then coming and trying some different things, you know, and particularly one job that I had, I was working in real estate, and, you know, sit around tables with people that are facing challenges. You know, I was a dairy specialist and, you know, we were dealing with 3Ds every day, and that was either death, divorce or drought. You know, people were struggling to make those decisions, and that was kind of one of the seeds that was planted to say, well, how can I use my story then to help other people? And that, you know, obviously then did the speaker course, and it's just kind of snowballed from there, I suppose. And that, and the more I shared, which at the start didn't share too much about the mental health journey side of it, it was more about the farming journey, about resilience, persistence and determination. It was the more courage that I got, the more I shared, the more impact that I had, and you know, just from the feedback I was getting, the more people I was helping. So that just started me off on this journey as, you know, as a mental health speaker and advocate, in particularly in rural communities.
And Victorian boy, where do we find you today?
I live in Kyabram, so in northern Victoria. That's where we live, and so it's still close to the community that, you know, that we farmed in and so forth, and where our kids are growing up. And it's fairly privileged to get to travel around Australia and share my story.
And what part of Australia are you in today?
Yeah, I'm sitting at the Gold Coast today and going to speak at a big conference, Australian Summer Grains Conference on the Gold Coast, where, you know, all summer grain growers from around Australia and the services that support that industry will converge on the Gold Coast today for a 3-day conference. So I'm pretty lucky to be up here today.
Well, being an agricultural man as I am, Warren, I love what you do because I know the seriousness of what you need to be doing, and it affects a large number of people. And I admire, first of all, your courage to confront your own demons, but then realise that you could make a significant difference to others. So if your work ever brings you to Geelong, please come in and say hello. I'd love to chat to you more about what you do, but it's a fantastic journey. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
No worries, Rob. Thank you very much.
Good on you, mate. Warren Davies, he's a farmer who's had hard times and he's now making a difference to other farmers, and you've got to love that sort of thing.